All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so we'll take a break from the monotony of Lions football to talk about real franchises. Sully has taken the boldest rumor or boldest take from all 32 NFL teams and narrowed it down to what he deems to be the five boldest. Doesn't mean they're the best. It means they're the boldest, craziest OMFG of the group. We will rapid fire these now.
Let's get this Litz in the mix.
We have time for one more.
All right.
We might as well.
Why does it always seem like wide receivers are the biggest divas?
Pants, the silks.
Nice job on the blitz, Mike. Number five.
Okay. Number five. We'll count it down that way. The Cardinals trade the number one overall pick. And keep in mind, we've done a ton of mock drafts on the show. We haven't really seen any mock trades, at least not many of them trading that number one pick.
Are you going to talk? Oh, that's it? They just trade the number one pick?
I can give you the description here. While there are plenty of defensive options for Arizona to take at number one with a new coach, the Cardinals would be better suited to trade back to the middle of the top 10 and stockpile picks that
Disagree.
They can use.
I'll tell you what they'll do. How about they trade down to the middle of the top 10 and draft a quarterback? That's right. Josh Rosen is a drop-back pro-style QB. I'm not sure they don't trade Josh Rosen before this draft. You hired Cliff Kingsbury. That means you want him and all things he's about. You know who Arizona should take if you hired Cliff Kingsbury? Kyler Murray. That's who. Trade down, draft Kyler. Mike, I think it's bold, but it's very possible. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury wants Josh Rosen.
All right, second.
Number four.
Number four, counting
number
back,
four.
Yes. I had him ordered a different way, my bad.
Oh,
counting
I'm sorry,
back
bud.
Here. Okay, and this is one of two that we're going to have about Le'Veon, of course. It was littered with Le'Veon Bell takes. Le'Veon Bell, he's going to call Houston home in 2019. It says the Texans have a Pro Bowl quarterback and receiver in Deshaun Watson, DeAndre Hopkins, and a defense led by J.J. Watt. Bell, who didn't play a down for Pittsburgh in 2018, will elevate Houston's offense and allow Watt and the defense more time on the sideline while pushing the Colts for the top spot in the AFC South.
I mean, it's sensible, but I just still view the Jets as that team, don't you? It's bold. I know it's not Jets or Frisco or some of the other teams mentioned, Indianapolis. Houston would be nice, but remember, Houston's number one issue still is the offensive line. It doesn't matter who the running back is. That offensive line is so bad. It's so pathetic that I just don't think that type of investment in Le'Veon Bell is smart. But yeah, bold, and I'd love to see it. I'm with David. He's nodding his head. It's star power. It's interesting. Yeah, I certainly would. I would like it, but you'd have to show me the linemen they're bringing in, too.
We might lose to the Browns!
A lot of teams are.
Next, number three with the bold takes. What about your Giants?
I'll pass.
The Giants will trade up and draft quarterback Dwayne Haskins in the NFL draft. Don't need much description there. It just basically talks about how he's going to be Eli Manning's successor, and they're going to have to trade up to go get him in the draft.
But do you understand this is why when you're 1-7, don't go out and play hero ball, and I got to listen to Pat Shurmur go out there and talk about we're trying to win every game? This is why you tank. This is why you bench Eli. You play a backup. They were 1-7. And they sat there and won a bunch of meaningless bleeping games. Now, your pride is going to cost you draft capital so you can trade up to get where you were, but then you acted like a bunch of bleep holes and won stupid games? That's stupid!
Oh, careful,
That's
computer.
Stupid! It's ridiculous! Think about what you're advocating! You had that draft position!
And then you went out publicly. Oh, look at how big my balls are. We're prideful. And then what? You turn around and admit that your pride cost you and you give up draft capital? That's lunacy. It's lunacy. I hate these teams.
Let me at least say what they say.
Just lose.
What it'll cost.
A lot.
Cost will be their first round pick plus more capital, potentially a future first round pick.
Oh, that's nice. All because you wanted to go out and prance around and show everybody how big your meatballs were. Idiots. If they trade up, I'll need a day off. Honestly, that Mike, remember when they were 1-7 and all I said to you is, fine, go 1-15. Don't just bench Eli. It's over. Play the young guys. Nope. We're going to go out and win stupid games. Oh, my. Oh, I can't stand it.
We're going to bring in a triple box here.
All right, number two, bold takes. NFL.
That take sucked.
The Raiders will sign Antonio Brown.
Sure.
Here we go. It says you did say bold, right? What would be more bold than the Raiders, who have four picks among the first 36 selections in the draft? They need a number one wideout, and John Gruden loves veterans. They'll go out and sign Antonio Brown.
They're going to Vegas. Well, what a better sales pitch than having Antonio Brown all over all your team marketing material. They got the draft capital to do it. They could peel a first-round pick off, and no big deal. They're not in Pittsburgh's division. They'll pay him stupid money. Yeah, totally. And guess what? If you're John Gruden, your best receiver's Jared Cook, who's a free agent now. Your second best receiver was Jalen Richard. You need weapons. I think it makes sense. David, you're the minister of all things Steelers. I mean, am I wrong in saying you'd take one of the Raiders' first-round picks for Brown?
Yes, I would, preferably the higher pick.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think I'm getting the higher pick, but I'll take either one.
It's sack time!
I'm still very upset at that Giants thing, and I'm telling you right now, can you imagine if they do that? I'm not over it. They sat there and won stupid games and then cost themselves future draft capital because what? You thought you were impressing people? Ugh. Awful.
All right, number one, the boldest take out of the 32 teams.
Bolder than the Giants one?
Yes. We can debate it, but I think it is. Okay, it's the Packers. Seems like we're always talking about, by the way, NFC North teams making moves for big free agents.
Yeah, except the Lions.
The Packers will sign Le'Veon Bell. New coach Matt LaFleur, his system works best when it revolves around a dominant running back, and the Packers don't have one. He'll be costly, but at this stage of Aaron Rodgers' career, he could use a dominant running back to take some of the pressure off of him. The Packers came up short in their pursuit of Khalil Mack. They will do everything to not come up short on Le'Veon Bell.
I can't argue it. Like, honestly, it just comes down to we have Aaron Rodgers for a couple more years. Who cares about 5 years from now, 7 years from now? Like, if we end up in cap hell, it's going to be a complete rebuild anyways. Yes. What do you want me to say? Do I think it's advisable for them to have $55 million in two players? No, of course not. But they have to do something.
It's what NFC North teams do. They go out.
I mean,
out
I like
free.
Aaron Jones. I do. But he's a bit of a pass pro liability. Jamal Williams is no good. You know, Ty Montgomery, bye. They got rid of him. So, yeah, Mike, the Packers have to do anything and everything. Why aren't they in the Antonio Brown sweepstakes? Like, start asking these questions. Go sign Le'Veon Bell. Go trade for Antonio Brown. Go all in the next 24 months. Those are the things you do if you're trying to bring a Lombardi trophy and your quarterback is in his mid-30s. You're all in. You're headed for a rebuild anyways. So, yes, that's a great one.
I do have a quick bonus one for you just because we joke.
If it's about Dave Gettleman and the Giants,
no.
I don't want to hear it.
It's because we joke about this guy in the show. Tell me if you could see this happening, though. Maybe this isn't so bold. The Cowboys will sign Dak Prescott to a long-term extension.
Oh, I don't think that's bold at all.
Yeah.
I think they're going to view it that he's got, you know, what is it, 33 victories his first 3 years. They're going to view it as playoffs. They got a playoff victory. Mike, I wouldn't do it, but yeah, I think you could see like a 6-year deal out there. I don't think he'll get $30 million a year, but you know, 6 years at, you know, 25 a pop. I could see that.
I could see Jerry Jones doing it. He's said many times he's our franchise quarterback, whatever.
Well, good luck with that. I like these, but I want you to understand my legitimate anger about what you read to me about the Giants. Yesterday, it was they think Murray's too short. because they're old and stodgy. And today you're telling me they're going to give up draft capital that they wouldn't have to give up if they just would have lost like I wanted them to. Silly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.